You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
This is very concerning from the IEC. One, I mean, they refer to seeking clarity. They ought to have sought clarity before instituting or invoking Section 47(1)(e). This is an ex post facto move, and that is what's raising a lot of eyebrows here. That's one. Two, which, by the way, the same Section 47(1)(e), they have no jurisdiction, authority, or mandate to even invoke that piece of legislation in the Constitution. So, and then they want to come now, ex post facto, after the Electoral Court, which, from what I've read also in terms of a subsection 95, regarding, you know, the outcomes of the decisions made by the Electoral Court, refer to the fact that you cannot appeal a decision that's been taken by the Electoral Court. So what clarity are they seeking? Because by what they're doing, they're actually putting the Constitutional Court and the Chief Justice himself in a very precarious position here. You know, this is going to become a constitutional crisis. Because remember, it is the same Constitutional Court that, in effect, sentenced President Zuma without a trial or even an option to appeal in a form of Chief Justice Zondo. So, you cannot say you want to seek clarity ex post facto when you should have actually sought clarity before even instituting Section 47(1)(e) against and to uphold an objection.
So, Nklamolo, if one can, I mean, I've got two follow-up questions then to what you just said. The IEC says that, you know, for them, and I'm keen to hear your thoughts on this one. Their statement says that, such clarity, and I'm reading from it, is important in the present matter because of a live issue. And I suppose they talk about this live issue that was before the courts, but also for future elections. And they say that it is important that there is legal clarification that is obtained from the highest court in the land, so that they understand the issues around jurisdiction. And they're saying this is why they then decided to launch this direct appeal. It doesn't sound like you are convinced by the argument of clarity then, because they say that it's important for the future.
No, it's not important for the future. The IEC ought to have gotten the house in order long before now. Why now? Why now, when there's one person, as he says, out of 15,000 candidates with all consolidated lists of political parties, they want to now further scrutinize a decision that's been taken by the Electoral Court, when they ought to have actually, before they even invoke Section 47(1)(e) against President Zuma to disqualify him, or to try or an attempt to disqualify him. Why didn't they seek that advice before? So to me, from where we're sitting, again, the person that is objecting in the form of this doctor, who we don't know if he even exists now, that is the person who would be the aggrieved party, because he's the objector. Now, why is the IEC wanting to seek a motion to appeal, which they say is clarity, which is very questionable in its nature, you know, on behalf of a person who's the objector? It's the objector that ought to be saying, I am concerned about the outcome, and I would want this to be reviewed.
And you mention the fact that it puts the Constitutional Court in a difficult position, and you refer back to that sentence by the Constitutional Court, that very court, when they sentenced the former president for contempt of court. So are you doubting the independence of the Constitutional Court?
We're saying it's putting the Constitutional Court in a very precarious position, because they would be conflicted to preside over this matter. Because the basis of this matter was, you know, a sentence instituted by them against President Zuma without an option to appeal.
Do you think there's politics at play here? Because the IEC says that it's not intending to involve itself in the political field of play.
It's not intending. The IEC should act in every possible way to steer clear of anything that could be in any way lead to perceptions of bias, political, tendency in terms of the involvement. And, remember, they ought to be beyond reproach. Right now, the IEC is playing a very dangerous game. they should not be doing what they're doing. They should not be appealing or seen to be interfering in any way or form.
What do you mean by dangerous game, Glamol?
No, it's a very dangerous game in a form of their independence. They, you know, when you're the IEC and you ought to be beyond reproach, you do not ex post facto say you need to seek clarity, when in actual fact, the objector themselves, who's their grief party, ought to be that person who actually raises this issue.
Let's talk
but
about
yet
it.
Yet you want, you want to trade into a political space now, you know, of wanting to raise an appeal. They're saying they want to see clarity. No, it's an appeal. It's a motion to appeal.
For constitutional finality, one could say?
Well, they should have seeked that clarity before.
So the call by the MK party that we're seeing doing a letter there that purports to be from the MK party doing the rounds calling for the resignation of the IEC's Deputy Chief Electoral Officer, Janet Love, is that authentic? And if it is, how would it help to deal with this issue then if you are calling for her to step down? Give us a sense of what informs that, especially listening to what you've had to say in courts as part of the arguments.
Well, the issue of bias was, you know, one that was raised in court.
Mm. And, but is that letter authentic?
The letter is authentic, yes.
Okay.
We are calling for her to step down. We're calling for her removal, for her to resign. Because, again, she ought to be beyond reproach, as is the case with this situation. The IEC ought to be beyond reproach. She made pronouncements on the 24th of January, prior to even an objection being raised against our candidate being President Zuma, and then finds herself now wanting to preside, actually presiding over the same decision to uphold that objection, again, without any mandate or authority in terms of the institution to uphold that using Section 47(1)(e). So that for herself, and that's why we keep using the word reproach. They should be, the IEC ought to be beyond reproach. They have to do everything possible to not trade into anything that may raise questions regarding their activities or their conduct.
And if she doesn't exit, what happens?
If she doesn't exit, I mean, we say it in the statement that we will exercise whatever avenues are available to us.
What are the avenues?
Whatever legal avenues that they are.
All right. Nhlamulo, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. That is the Umkhonto weSizwe Party spokesperson, Nhlamulo Ndlela, who has given us the reaction of the party to this decision by the IEC to then lodge this urgent appeal.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.